Oh, yeah. We're back. New year. But same old Blue and Gold Report. Glad to be back. I'm your host, Sam Blevins. There's a lot to cover. First of all, congratulations to Michigan. Another Blue and Gold team. Winning a national championship. Good for them. But we gotta look at what happened at the end of the season. The Army-Navy game, it was not what we wanted. Fell short. Gonna recap that just briefly. We don't wanna look too much at the past. Then we're gonna look at the firing of Grant Chestnut, what went behind it, and looking at his replacement, Drew Kronick, coming over. He was the head coach at Mercer, now the offensive coordinator. What to expect, and really, what the future holds for Navy football. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. So let's just talk about that Army-Navy game real quick. It was, I don't want to say expected, but the offense didn't look there at all. And it's tough to say, but I mean, it kind of just summed up the season. Our line started, did not have the best start, through an interception that I'm sure he'd like to have back. It was not a great throw. I'm not going to say he didn't look comfortable, but the play calling was not there. If you remember to start the game, Heinrich with a halfback pass was not needed. It was not necessarily necessary. And it felt like that set the tone for the rest of the game. The offense really couldn't get in too much of a flow. You have to give credit for Lavatai coming in and really giving the team a chance, especially late. Just looking at his stats, though, 19 rushes for 74 yards, 16 of 26, 179 yards and a touchdown. He was efficient through the air. You have to look at that last drive, really the last couple of drives. And, you know, just taking what the defense gave him, completing passes, it was impressive seeing Navy move down the field, and you're thinking, where has that been all game? And you're looking at the other distributions of who's getting the ball. Teska had 9 carries for 34 yards. And then Chapman only had a carry, and Fofana only had a carry. Arline had 5 carries for 6 yards. But again, what we had harped on really is distributing the ball. You don't want to have the focus on one guy. And it was just the same story. We got in our own way. When you felt like there was slight momentum, nope, it just stopped. And the defense could not make a mistake. You were putting a lot of stress on the defense, and the defense gave up a bad touchdown. You left a man completely wide open. Defensive miscue. When that happened, you felt like, here we go. It felt like the end a little bit, even though it was only 7-0. You're like, I don't know if we can come back from this. And it kind of encapsulated the season where really the defense had no room for error. And, you know, you want to say, oh, our defense should be better, and there's some games where they definitely should have been. But the defense really, they were okay. I'll say okay. But the offense throughout the entire season, it felt like, did not give the defense an opportunity to, A, rest, because they're consistently going back out on the field because the offense couldn't sustain anything. But you look at what Army did. Bryson Daly ran 27 times for 84 yards. Bruising runner. And he started to dominate. And then Kanye Udo had 13 carries, 88 yards. And really, Navy couldn't stop the run. It felt like every big down, Army was able to give the ball to Daly, put it in his hands, and he would get the first down. And that is a demoralizing feeling when you know exactly where that ball is going and you can't stop it. It stinks. It does. So, just to wrap it up, because we don't want to rehash it too much. It's all over. It feels like the drama was over once the game ended. It's like you didn't want it to end because you love the players and you love the families and you love the seniors and you wanted them to win. You wanted them to go to a bowl game, but you just felt like there was partial relief that it was over. The season was done. And that's not a good thing to feel, that you're relieved that the season's over. But because of everything that happened, especially in offense, it seemed like the unnecessary drama and it just seemed like people were not on the same page. And as we'll discuss with what happened with Grant Chestnut, it seems like there was a reason this was happening. And it stinks that it happened because we had the talent, the players, and the ability to do really well with this offense. But the guy running the offense, Grant Chestnut, was not getting it done. And, you know, it is what it is. And the seniors now are going. They're going to be serving our country. They are doing something way bigger than football. But, man, you're going to miss watching them. I know I'm going to miss watching all the seniors play. There's a lot to look forward to, but let's talk about the firing of Grant Chestnut. So yeah, let's talk about Grant Chestnut and his firing. You looked at Navy's offense all season, and you saw the talent that we had, and we saw the terrible numbers. Honestly, it was baffling. What else was baffling was just the game mismanagement consistently in and out. You saw in the Army Navy game that we would get going on the ground and then we'd try to throw the ball and it killed all momentum. If something is working, you continue to do it. Now, I understand maybe if it's like a second and two, take your shot. Okay, you're still on schedule. You're ahead of schedule on first down. Second down, you can try something. But it wasn't that way. Say it was a second and seven. That is not the time. Or excuse me, second and six. Now, it's not the time to throw the ball on second and six, because if it's incomplete, it's third and six and you're technically behind schedule. And just seeing that over and over again throughout the season, I was just dumbfounded with all these decisions that just continued to pile up, and I lost faith in the play calling by Grant Chestnut. You look at it at the offense's numbers throughout the year. Averaged 194.6 rush yards a game. That is unlike Navy to a maximum extent. And 105.7 passing yards. And the percentage of run plays to pass plays, way more pass plays in terms of percentage of that being called than Chestnut has ever called. And, you know, you have to look at the administration a little bit, who fired Ivan Jasper. They, you know, just going to say it, the athletic director, Chet Gladchuk, he wants to throw the ball. And I don't understand, because winning football for Navy has been running the ball and running the ball and running the ball. And the reason people had a hard time beating Navy for such a long time is because they're different. And it felt like that administration was forcing the coach's hands to call more pass plays to try to be more AAC-ish, make it look more spectacular. No, and this year was just a testament of how bad of a decision that is. You look at before Grant Chestnut, you know, sure, the records weren't necessarily great per se, but the offense was still better, and it was better at sustaining drives throughout the season. And going to a more pass-heavy system, especially in an option-style offense, trying to pass out of the option, you got to make sure you're doing it correctly. You got to make sure that you're using the pass for the right reasons to try to get that shot play. I've discussed it all season. And just looking at the numbers, couldn't sustain drives were the hoot this year because of pass plays when they weren't needed. Pass plays coming when you were getting yards on the ground, and then you throw yourself off schedule, and now you put yourself in a bad position. It just continued over and over again this season. You look at Grant Chestnut's offenses throughout the years when he was at Kennesaw State. The more they ran the ball and the less they passed the ball, it was almost like the better they did. And guess what? That's fine. It's okay to not have to pass the ball. I will never understand the obsession of having to pass the ball. Who says you have to pass the ball to win a whole bunch of games? If you watch the Michigan Wolverines, they don't pass the ball that much. They ran for 300 yards against Washington. They won. They won every single game because they could run the ball better than anyone else. They didn't need J.J. McCarthy to be special. And Navy can do that. Army is going back to an under-center triple option scheme. But it was the fact that Grant Chestnut really felt like he had to throw the ball. And the continual game mismanagement was definitely one of the reasons why. I also heard from various sources that there was a disconnect between the team. And that can cause strife when you have a battle from within. That makes things very difficult. As Abraham Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand. And it felt like this year Navy could not stand because of the battle between coaches, really, between Chestnut and everyone else, it seemed like. And that stinks. And I don't know if this is a reason why, but that's Ashley Ingram is now the coach at Carson Newman. And he's brought on Chuck Peterson as the new offensive coordinator. He was with Navy for a year. And it's a shame. I am very happy for Coach Ingram. That is going to be awesome. I hope they play at Barton so I can go see them in North Carolina. And I will be supporting the Carson Newman Eagles. very heavily. I think he's the right guy to bring him back to prominence. And losing such a high character man is definitely going to put a dent in the program. I mean, you talk about a high character guy, someone that everyone looks up to, it's gonna sting. And you see the outpouring of support from the players and the parents and the former coaches, or excuse me, the coaches that he's worked with. That's just a testament to his character, and I'm very excited to see where he goes. And it stinks that his last year here at Navy was filled with so much drama. Because I know he was the O-line coach, and the O-line, I mean, it wasn't the best, but from what I've heard, Chestnut was at odds with pretty much everyone. So it's good that Ingram is now, leading his own program. I'm very excited for him. And not going to say glad that Chestnut's gone. I never want to say, oh, I'm glad someone got fired. That is a terrible way to see things. But it was apparent that things were not going to work out. The players were not happy. The coaches were not happy. And it's good that the players are going to be happy again. Because when the players aren't into it, and when the coaches are going to each going at each other, pardon, it's just not a good, it's not a good thing at all. So Chestnut out, and now we're going to talk about Drew Kronick. Little bit of a happier tune. Navy has their new offensive coordinator, Drew Kronick. Or is it Kronich? I'm going to have to research that. I like to say Kronick because it sounds like chronic, and I hope that this offense that he brings in is going to give teams a chronic headache. So just let me know which way is correct. I'm going to say chronic for this episode, and if I find out that that isn't necessarily the way you pronounce it, I'll correct it. But Drew Kronick, head coach at Mercer for the last 4 years, coming in. People were kind of confused. What's he going to bring? Why would he, as a head coach, move to Navy as the offensive coordinator? Well, he's going to get paid more to do less. But it's going to be interesting to see what he brings to the table. Expect not necessarily the flex bone per se. You may have a package or two, which is fine. It's going to be more of a wing T offense. Still going to run the ball. I'll be interested to see how run centric the offense will be. I hope it stays run centric because Navy has always been at its best when it runs the ball extremely well for, 275, 300 yards a game. Even more around the average. It'll be interesting to see what type of personnel he wants at quarterback, what type of backs, what does he want the backs to look like, what does he want them to do in the offensive line, how's that going to look? I'm very interested in that, and I'm very excited for him. Before really discussing a little bit more, I think it's interesting that Ivan Jasper was not even given a look. And honestly, we know it's because of one man and one man only, and unfortunately, he's at the top and it's the AD. And it's embarrassing that administration would meddle in, non-administrative things like the football team, and it's a shame. players love him, coaches love him. Ivan Jasper is a first-class individual. But Chet does not want to admit that he was wrong in 2021. I mean, you look at the disaster of the past season with Grant Chestnut, then you look at 2022 when it was really Ken who was the offensive coordinator, and they weren't good. Especially this season. I truly believe that Chet does not want to admit that he was wrong, and he's going to do everything he can to make sure that he doesn't have to admit that he was wrong. Which is why, you know, this hire with Drew Kronick, except for Drew, Drew had nothing to do with this drama. But I think Chet has to look at take a look in the mirror. I know the players want Ivan to be the OC and to call the plays. I know the coaches wanted Ivan to be the OC and to call the plays. But no, for some reason, the athletic director has decided he knows more than the football players and coaches and said, no, heck you, you're not going to promote him back to OC. And that is a shame. And it's a disservice. And someone who does that is not of high character. And I'm not trying to be a hater. I know Chet has done a lot of things. But when you see the way he's treated the situation in 2021, the firing of 2022 of Coach Ken, and now this, you really have to wonder, is that who you want in charge of your athletic department? And I don't want to say it, but I'm just stating the obvious. I'm stating the truth. You may not like to hear it, but that's what's happening. And you just have to wonder, you know, you're at such a great institution. Why is it this way with this person? It stinks. It feels like ever since that 2021 season, the football team has continued to climb because Chet's calling the shots. He's telling you how you have to play. And he's telling you what you have to do. I think the Ivan thing was wrong. I think the way he handled Coach Ken was wrong. I'm not saying Coach Ken should or should not have been fired. I say give him this year to see what he could have done. But they didn't. Whatever. And then this past season, just the struggles. And then, you know, Chestnut experiment didn't work out. But no, can't put Ivan back in that spot. Because then I don't want the eggs in my face. I don't want to admit to being wrong. Trust me, a lot of people respect when someone says they were wrong. In fact, you might be the most popular guy again. But he didn't. But we're moving along from that. Drew Kronick was not. He is not part of that drama. He's been brought in, fresh blood. Expect Wing T. Gonna be interested to see the personnel, what he wants. And like I said, we have a great group of guys. Alex Teska, Eli Heidenreich coming back in the backfield. Quarterback, is it going to be Woodson? Is he going to be better in the Wing T system? If he is, you never know. He's got that athleticism. You got Alex Irby coming in, the freshman who is a Pennsylvania legend. I mean, leads the state of Pennsylvania in pass yards and touchdowns. Is he going to be the quarterback? You never know. I think it's going to be interesting once we see what spring football produces, I'll know a little bit more. But I'm excited. There's optimism in the air now that Kronich is in there. Kronich, see, now I'm switching it up on myself. Kronich's coming in, and you didn't really have that optimism when Chestnut even came in. So it's good to have a little bit of more rejuvenated hope and optimism. And that's good because this fan base deserves it. The players deserve it. The coaches deserve it. Because let me tell you, this team can win a lot of games. The defense is always going to be good with PJ Volker. They're going to attack. You got Raywon Lane coming back, which is huge for the secondary. I think the secondary can get better. I know losing Elias Larry kind of hurts, but all in all, I'm excited to see how the defense improves under year two of PJ Volker. I'm interested to see how the offense looks and progresses as Drew Kronich's system is installed more and more. So let's just say things are bright at Navy. And I'm positive and optimistic, and I hope you all are as well.
Oh, thank you.
Once again, I want to say thank you for listening to this episode of the Blue and Gold Report. Make sure to go follow on X. It's at Blue, the letter N, Gold Report. Let's try to get to 4,000. We're almost there. Just reached the 3,900 mark, 100 more. And it'll be at 4K. Let's try to do that. I'm very excited to give you guys more content and then update you guys on all the other Navy sports that aren't football. Make sure to tune in to that X page. Thank you all for listening once again, and I will see you next time.